Welcome back, everybody. Tom Funk here, author of 50 Hikes on Michigan and Wisconsin's North Country Trail, with another installment, putting this book to podcast. Hike number 27, Bayfield County Forest in Wisconsin. We are still headed east, and today's hike will be about 11 and a half miles, kind of a short one. 4 to 7 hours, you can crank this out in a day, no problem. And through a county forest, kind of like the state forest model in Michigan, they have county forests in Wisconsin where they manage them for recreation and wildlife. All right, so let's get underway here, and I'd like to thank my friend Adam Main for providing the music for all my podcasts. He's a musician in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it. All right, so with great foresight, the citizens of Wisconsin, through their legislature, enacted several laws that created county forest systems. This was brought about in hindsight after Wisconsin was essentially logged off by a booming forest industry that thrived from about 1860 to 1910. Once grand forests, which covered the northern reaches of the state, were reduced to stumps and slash, and experienced frequent forest fires until modern management practices were implemented in the Great Depression, which continue today. There were 52,000 acres originally enrolled in 1932, mostly from taking title on tax-delinquent properties. Today, Bayfield County owns and manages just over 165,000 acres, making it the fourth largest of the county forests in Wisconsin. Over 90% of the area is forested, although much of it is second growth. Mixed coniferous and deciduous forests, along with oak and pine barrens, compose most of the forest. The area has some open fields, prairies, and a bunch of little pothole lakes. Your hike will be mostly a forested one. You'll leave the Brule River State Forest at South Shore Road, and this is where you'll enter the county forest. The only noticeable change between ownerships is a straight due east hike onto county, into the county forest, which starts at the county line. Then you'll have a slightly southeast trek winding through the rolling forest along and around several water sources. How to find the trailheads? Well, the westernmost trailhead is at Samples Road off Troy Pitt Road, just off of Wisconsin 27, and that is south of Brule. From Brule, drive south 1.5 miles and turn east onto Troy Pitt Road, then immediately to the right onto Samples Road, and the trailhead is at the top of the hill. The eastern trailhead is at County Road A and the Lake Ruth Trailhead. From Iron River and US 2, drive 4.5 miles south on County Road A, and just past the southern intersection between County Road A and Bradfield Road is the trailhead. As for facilities and services, well, Brule is 3 miles north of the trailhead and has a convenience store, restaurants, a bank, and a post office. Backcountry camping in the Brule River State Forest, including the designated campsites along North Country Trail, requires a free permit, as mentioned before. Camping in the Bayfield County Forest does not require a permit, but is allowed only at Morris Pond and Eric Lake campsites. The hike. Well, your start point is the Samples Road Trailhead, but you'll hike a short spur trail to the North Country Trail. Turn right at the trail intersection, head northeast and cross Samples Road, hike downhill to cross Troy Pitt Road in 0.3 miles. Hike through a red pine plantation over over flat terrain, then start a climb. A spur trail to the west will lead to a state forest campground nearly 2 miles away. The trail will crest, descend a small valley, turn east, and head in an easterly direction over rolling forested countryside. South Shore Grade Road is at the 2.2 mile mark, and it marks the boundary between Douglas and Bayfield counties, and between the Brule River State Forest and the Bayfield County Forest. Turn southeast and continue through rolling forest, which will have a few openings. At 4.2 miles, cross to the southeast through the intersection of Willis and Troy Pitt Roads. The forest will thicken, and then about 3/4 of a mile from the crossing, You'll hike through a large opening with some scattered trees, then back into forests of varying ages and compositions. The trail will track southeast, then cross an abandoned road and head to the northeast, passing Morris Pond on the northwest. Morris Pond has a rustic campsite with a fire ring table and wilderness latrine and one tent pad. The campsite is near an abandoned farmstead. Look for a root cellar protruding from a hillside. From the campsite, the trail crosses Pero Road, that's P-E-R-O Road, then angles across the entry to a county trail system and heads downhill and northeast at 0.3 miles to Eric Lake, which marks the 7.2 mile mark into your journey. Two campsites with fire rings, a table, and get this, a wilderness latrine on a wooded lake welcomes you to a potential camping opportunity. The trail enters an open canopy and oak pine barren, then heads back into the forest and continues this pattern for about a mile before turning south and back into more mature forest. The trail takes finds an old road heading south to Banana Belt Road, which is at the 9.2 mile mark. Cross the road and a power line corridor. Head southeast and re-enter a young forest. The trail will slowly turn to the northeast in a counterclockwise direction through a variety of forest types and ages. The terrain continues to be rolling but not hilly. Continue east and then southeast toward the Lake Ruth trailhead, which is the 11.4 mile mark. East of here lies the Chequamegon-Nicolet National Forest. All right, one note I want to make, and this is always a disclaimer when I'm doing these, is check the local chapter, check the most recent maps. This book was written a few years ago. The trail changes constantly. I did notice that there was some sort of trail reroute between the 102.5 mile mark and the 103.5 mile mark. It used to go up and around a little lake. Now it just bypasses the lake and goes straight, it appears. I remember hiking this, and this entry is kind of short, and that's because this was definitely a managed forest. And they're not all that exciting, let's just put it that way. So there aren't too many features. Didn't really see any good wildlife or flowers. It's just, it's really obvious that you're walking through an area that was once completely logged off and is trying to come back in basically what is poor soil conditions. All right, so we're going to be entering the Chequamegon next time, and the Chequamegon is a national forest, and it's a pretty cool hike. That is, a lot of people go up there to hike, is that chunk of North Country Trail in Wisconsin, so stay tuned, join me next time, and we'll see you out on the trail. Thanks again, and we'll see you later.